You're listening to another premier old-time radio program and also a proud member of the Blueberry community. Another Humphrey Cummerdella production.
What?
Robinson says the port came in.
And?
Nothing, Terry.
Nothing at all from his Chicago operative?
Nothing at all.
Oh.
But dinner's ready.
What was that, Della?
The field says dinner was ready, and I saw Terry, and you were right about the roast beef. It's beautiful, and the table's ready. Stephen isn't talking to the studio and just sending us a pot of cans whenever we travel from around, don't you?
Harry Mason rises and, following his secretary, walks the length of the giant private plane to the dining table. It's only a moment after the close of our last episode. And, as you know, Harry and Della are winging their way at record speed to Chicago, where they hope to find May Grant. Hope to help her regain the custody of the child, Dory. Meanwhile, at this very moment, May is seated across the table from Kitty DiCarlo in a Chicago bar and restaurant, while on a bench lying fast asleep with Dory. Seated beside May, calmly waiting for her to finish the cup of coffee and sip that she drinks, is Marcel Blanc. And now...
All right, Miss Marcel?
Mm-hmm.
I finished my coffee.
Good.
Like a civilized woman?
But you are very civilized, Auntie May.
I'd like you to call me Mrs. Grant.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm waiting.
Waiting, Auntie, Mrs. Grant?
You spoke about dangers, civilized dangers.
Huh?
You're the only danger with me. You're the only danger to her. To the child sitting on that bench.
You raise your voice, Mrs. Grant. You awaken her. That would be too bad.
Yes, sir?
It's midnight. I thought you loved Joy.
You do.
Then you agree she needs a sleep.
But not sleep. Not much to sleep.
Oh, as for that, I agree.
But
a child like Joy is such a sweet, lovely, unspoiled child. She needs a comfortable bed, loving care, security. All civilization can give her.
You call yourself civilized.
Marcel, she's insulting you.
But it's true.
You better watch the way you talk to me, Auntie. I'm one of those civilized things.
Look, have you just figured that out yet?
Shh, Kitty.
Well, she ought to use her head.
Auntie May, pardon me, Mrs. Grant has been through so much this evening. She isn't yet up to thinking straight. But give her a few moments. A cup of coffee should help. She'll start thinking right, Kitty.
I was thinking all the time I drank my coffee, Mr. Marcel.
Blanc, Marcel Blanc.
Mr. Blanc.
You say you were thinking. That is good.
What were you thinking, Liz?
It will be polite to Auntie May.
I'll tell you what I thought. I thought you blessed me at first by threatening Dory. And now I think you're blessing again.
Oh?
So I tell you what I'm going to do.
Yes?
I'm going to take a chance on those civilized dangers with which you've threatened Dory. And just what I started to do when I walked over here. I'm going to wake up that child. I'm going to take her back to the air terminal. Get on the first plane from New York with my husband.
And?
I'd like to see you try and stop me. I called those women at the back of help.
Did you have a cigarette, Bill?
Hmm? Yes, of course, Jay. Yeah.
Right, too.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
Right. Would you like another drink, dear?
I'm going to do as I said, Mr. Blanc.
Let's wait a minute for another drink, y'all. Annie May is getting ready to wake the kid.
Yes, I know.
She'll have to learn a lesson the hard way.
And we all.
Women like Annie May never listen to advice.
How
can I?
They will treat children the way you do.
Now listen.
You don't know the feelings about children the way you do.
How do you know how I feel about children?
It sticks out all over you. You're sitting as far away from Dory as you can. So Dory will be your child. You know a brand, Dory. You hate us. You are so protective. I don't know why. But I'm sure someone can find out.
Let her shut up, Mother.
Shelly.
You keep this up and I'm not going to have him up with the truth.
Sit down, Mrs. Grant.
Dory?
I warn you not to wake that child. I warn you for your own good.
Dory? Dory? You're mad at me?
Don't you know what is going to happen?
I heard what I said. I'm going to call those men to help.
Go on, call.
Let me call. I'll call for a cop.
Oh, you don't sweat. Potato, I've been thinking.
With what?
Well, maybe I'm not smart. Why, Lady Jane? But I said you were better. And I'm sure of it now.
Now, Auntie May, you're just making difficulty for yourself and the child.
Oh, and I'll tell you why. Because you don't like her.
You figure that, huh?
And then you put Daryl away. And then you put up the manager of this place. And I came over to inquire. I'm afraid of trouble. Afraid of the authorities
myself.
I can tell from your face I'm right, too. I don't know if you're afraid of the authorities. But I know that you are. Now, you try to stop me from working, darling. And I won't fit you well that you'll have to face the authorities. Daryl.
One moment.
Daryl?
You surprise me, Mrs. Grant, with your depth of thinking. Unfortunately, you haven't thought deeply enough.
I'm sure.
Partially, you're right. But you overestimate our aversion to the authorities.
Believe me, no. We don't want any trouble seeking help. But you won't walk out of here with that kid. I'm a mother. I can prove I'm a mother to any cop that ever pounded a beat. And I can prove what you are, too. Not only to the cops, but to this kid.
Quiet, Jerry. Don't take this
time. Why not? Annie Mae's spoiling for trouble. Let's give her some.
Jerry, not yet.
Why not yet? Why sit around with her? Come on, let's let her know what. Dolly. Come on, Dolly. Wake up. This is your mama telling you to wake up. Now, come to life, you brat.
Don't.
Come on. Wake up, kid.
Mom.
Don't say mommy again. Do you hear me, kid? I don't like it. You call me mama the way you should.
What do you think?
Out of my way. You keep away from this kid or I'll call the police.
Mama, is it you?
Yes, darling.
I thought you'd never find me.
I thought I'd never find you either, darling. Now, come up. Go back to sleep.
You going to kiss me, mommy? Mommy.
Of course, darling. Then, close your eyes and go back to sleep.
Is it very late?
Oh, it's very, very late.
Oh, I'm going back to Daddy.
In a little while.
That's good. My husband is with me.
Yes, I see.
I took very good care of my work. I'm glad you're here, Mommy. I'm so glad you're here.
She's asleep again.
Yes.
Why didn't you keep her awake, Annie Mae? Didn't you want to tell her who a real mama is? She's going to find out, you know. Maybe I ought to shake her again and tell her right now.
Yes.
Who's what?
Thanks.
Why, Auntie Mae? You're the one who insisted on immediate action.
She's not in such a hurry now. Aren't you? Are you?
No.
Ah. Then perhaps you are ready to listen to a suggestion.
Suggestion?
Proposal? Proposal which may solve all our difficulties, including what could happen to the child.
I don't understand.
How could you? You haven't given them a chance to tell you.
I want a drink now myself.
Of course, my dear.
Now.
As soon as Auntie and I move to another table.
Are you going around, huh?
Let's pick a table where she can see you until she wakes up again.
But look, I'm through playing with you. Either do what he says or I'll wake the kid and I'll call the police too.
He means it, Mrs. Grant. Believe me, this time there is no bluff. Now, would you like to move to another table and listen to my proposal? Learn what I meant by the civilized dangers which peril that sleeping child? Would you like to learn how you can protect her from them? Or would you just like to pull the house down on your head and on her head? Up to you, Auntie Mae.
Look, Marcel, all this talk makes me dry. I want a drink, and I want it now.
What do you think Marcel is going to show Mae Grant? What does he mean by those civilized dangers which threaten Dory? And why do you suppose he made such a point of getting Mae to the next table away from Kitty and Dory? Well, we'll learn the answer to that tomorrow, as well as the true nature of the abyss that right now yawns before Mae Grant. By all means, join us tomorrow.